Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the show. I am saying it again, people. It is manifesting season. We're coming up on a new year, my friends, and that means I am about to release my 21-day manifesting challenge on January 1st. This challenge is a Gabby favorite amongst the thousands and thousands of people who join me every single year. It is so powerful. It will really, really hook you up and set you up to win and help you turn your greatest desires into your reality, truly. There's really easy lessons, manifesting practices, super high frequency meditations, and a beautiful manifesting ritual at the very end. So if you're someone who wants to take that New Year's resolution and see it all the way through to the end and create a new pattern and repetition of new behavior, then this is for you. Let's kick off the new year together. Let's supercharge your attracting power. Let's raise your vibration. Let's manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Go to deargabby.com/challenge to lock in your spot now. This is going to be epic. So go to deargabby.com/challenge. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the show. I am in such an abundant mode right now, super abundant mode. I have so many amazing guests coming on this show, and I've been really, really picky about who we have on as our guests because I want to make sure we're always talking about topics that you love, that you feel super excited and inspired by. And one of the topics that I have found you guys dig the most is mediumship, spirit guides, and angels. And today we are going in for it. We are in it to win it with this big talk with my gorgeous friend, spiritual intuitive and author, Radley Valentine. Literally one of the most beautiful conversations I've ever had in my life happened on Dear Gabby in this episode. And he's going to share how you can connect with your own guardian angel. And he also gives me a reading at the end, which is just so touching. Just do not miss this episode. Listen all the way through the end. Enjoy it. It's profound. It's beautiful. And I just couldn't be more excited that he's here on the show today. Listen, enjoy the show. Radley Valentine in the house.
In the house.
In the f***ing house. In the Welcome. House.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too. I'm so honored to be here. So blessed. It's so exciting.
This all happened. We were in, so first of all, I've been a big fan and a huge devotee of your work for many years. We've traveled around the country, really, together. Maybe we've been in Europe. I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, we were in London one time.
We were in London one time. Yeah. Many moons ago. Yes, many. And we've been sort of on these like perennial speaking tours together through Hay House. And I've just loved you since the moment I met you. And you are an angel medium. Is that how you would call it?
Sure.
Angel medium? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have gifted us with these beautiful decks and books. And when we were last together in Tampa, we were having a little coffee. You came over. You're being very humble. And just like, oh, I was like, get your ass, sit your ass down, have a coffee with us. And it was meant to be, because all of a sudden I started channeling for the mediums. I was channeling for you and Sonia. And I had this whole download for you. And part of it was that we needed to do more together and that we needed to connect more. I've been opening up really psychically lately. And so it's not an accident that you're here with me right now. So if you're comfortable with it, I would like to welcome Spirit into our conversation. So it's you, me, angels, whoever wants to come in. Not whoever, only the highest and the best.
Right, of course.
But to just open up to it, if you're open to it, because that's happening for me now. And I'm going to have to ask you some supportive questions as well as a medium. But let's just start with just a little bit of like the why. Why and how did you choose this path?
I think why is my favorite question.
Oh.
I'm serious. But I think that a lot of people don't like why. They feel like why is a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, it's a challenging question, I think, for a lot of people. And yet it's the thing I love the most. I live for why. It's like, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I feel like everything is a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And even today, I was like on the phone with a dear friend of mine, and I was telling him, I was like, I don't know which shirt to wear. And I brought this other shirt, and I picked up the shirt, and a button went flying off of
it. There you go.
To me, that is the stuff
that
you can't make up.
Can I ask you a question? Are those lilies on your shirt? They look like lilies, right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They are. So my angel guide is called Lily.
Oh, my God. You cannot make this stuff up. It is impossible.
Well, she chose your outfit today.
Well, she certainly did, because that button flew off. It was right here. There was no getting around it. That shirt was not coming into the room.
This is just it. And it's the why.
Yeah, it's the why. But I love the why of the universe. And I love the whole concept of why are we here? Why did this happen? I have this whole concept that the universe loves us, and this is taking a turn right away, but the universe loves us so much that, I know this is going to sound weird, but get
nothing
with me.
Nothing is weird here. Nothing's weird.
But it loves us so much that it will make us miserable.
Oh, okay.
It will make us miserable. And I look at it this way, that the universe is like so into joy, and this all goes back to why. And so people will be on this path, and they stubbornly stay on the path, or they fearfully stay on the path. And the angels are nudging and poking and harassing. I remember when I first started to make my way in this business, because as I think you know, I'm a recovering certified public accountant. I was an accountant. And when I first tried to make it in the spiritual world.
Very much
world,
in the spiritual closet with the accounting career.
Well, you know what, though? It's like I had a group of auditors working for me, and you can't hide from auditors.
Oh.
So they knew.
They knew.
Yeah, they knew. They would seek me out on the internet.
Oh, wow.
And so then these like really conservative people would come in and shut the door behind them and sit down and go, can you pull a card for me?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kooky. But I tried to make it in the spiritual realm, and there was this part of me, because that accountant still exists. I love getting to be right-brained and left-brained. I love that part. And so the left-brained part of me was like getting all freaked out. I was building a house. It's like, dude, you're not really making any money. And so I went back to accounting in the government, for gosh sakes. And it was awful. I mean, they loved me,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't handle it. And it just got worse and worse and worse and worse, right up to this point where I had this auditor who decided that she was going to report me as being violent. Now, I mean, it's like the
human... You're the least violent human I've ever met.
It was insane. The human resource director for that municipality could barely not laugh through the interview. But the thing of the matter is, the point is that the universe was like, you are not supposed to be here. You are not supposed to be here. It was just turning up the screws, turning up the heat, turning up the volume until I got so miserable that I would say, I can't.
Yep.
I can't and I'm not. And that's why I say that when we are like asking why is my life so awful? Why is this so terrible? Why is nothing going right for me? The answer needs to be from you, what do I do next then? Where is the direction I should be heading? When do I make the change? Why led to all of that?
Mm-hmm.
And I am so goo-goo over the angels. I've been talking to angels since I was 5. And not really even knowing what I was doing.
Yeah.
And it's to this point where I am so saturated in that energy. So saturated in that energy from the standpoint of, I can't wait to tell people about it.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't. It's like we are literally bathing in Archangel Michael's sapphire blue right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like you have created this space to talk to people around the world where they can feel safe and protected because that's Michael. You are steeped in the whole energy of life purpose and what is life about and how can people have the life that they want to manifest. And Michael is like this perfect guide for that message.
Mm.
And all I want out of life at this point is to like be there when people's eyes open for the first time.
Mm.
You know, it's like you can put me in front of a bunch of people and I do light up in front of a lot of people.
And you are a performer too. Yes,
I am. I know. And I believe
that, in the greatest way.
I believe that's on purpose.
100%.
You know, I'm quintuple Sagittarius.
Ooh.
Shine a flashlight at me and I will be like a Christmas tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's so that people can hear what the angels are trying to say for me.
That's why you're so contagious. And that's why I fell in love with you too. Because it's like, yeah, you're like a performer. You're going to come out with your fancy shoes and you're going to be doing it. But it's just in the true joy of being an expression for the light and to wake up that light in other people.
That's the thing. Being there when their eyes open for the first time. It's like if I walk into a room and this is happening more and more, I think that the angels have got it. This is what I want. Bring me this. And so I'll walk into a room to teach and I'm expecting there to be all these people who are angel people. And more, it's like I'll say, how many of you know anything about angels? Nobody raises their hand. And to me, that's like score. It's like this is it. This is the thing, because that's what I want. I want the kindergartners.
Yeah.
I love my students.
Although those little kindergartners. Oh, yeah. I got to what you're saying. Like the adults that are kindergartners.
The adults that are angels.
I was like, the kindergartners know the angels are there.
Right. No, they do know. They do know. Your kid knows.
My kid knows.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I want to talk to you about that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So if you were to talk to the kindergartner adults that don't know anything about angels, what's that first message? What is it that you want them to know?
You know, it's
like, what do I not want them to know?
It's funny because I love the archangels, and a lot of people love the archangels. People get really stuck in that. It's a human thing. The archangels, it's a sexy, glitzy concept. They're practically like superheroes. And we as human beings, we love this categorization. We love this whole thing. Well, Michael comes in Sapphire Blue and he does life purpose and he does, you know, and we love that as human beings. And yet we are 24/7, 100% all the time, constantly surrounded by guardian angels who adore us, who've literally been lifetime after lifetime after lifetime with us. Not just one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, they are like weaving in and out of this tapestry of existence with us all the time. They are. And that's why they're so valuable, because it's like you've got this guardian angel and you don't know why you're acting out that really bad relationship you had in 1934, but they do. And the thing is that while they will not necessarily reveal that lifetime, you'd have to do that work, but they can still give you the guidance and push you in the right direction of going, you've done this before, don't do it again.
Or push you into it to heal it, right?
Or
yes. Back to what you originally said. Yes, yes, yes.
Until you get past it.
Yes. I love that perspective of the difficult experiences in our life or guidance to heal. But when we have extreme experiences that are placed upon us, we have to see a deeper meaning.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. And
it's kind of a controversial conversation.
I know it is.
But I know you know what you're talking about, and I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I know it is. And there's a million people who can write to us and say, but here's my pain. And I would be like, I can't in any way negate your pain.
Yep.
And don't want to, and couldn't even begin to try. But the thing is that you have a companion. You have multiple companions. You have guardian angels that are there that adore you. It is meeting just your guardian angels is an act of self-compassion that has no literal limit, because you are literally connecting to something that was filtered down from the divine, from source, from universe, from God, I don't care what you call it, but is literally coming from the all that is love, and is determined beyond anything that you will be happy. Mm. Lily is concerned about Gabby, and by extension, the other people in your life that you love deeply, but Gabby.
Yeah.
Gabby is game one.
Yeah.
It is the number one thing that your beloved child and husband have their own guardian angels and they're number one. But it's like, to me, to walk away from this eternal compassionate love and hope that is literally programmed into the matrix of our existence is sad and unnecessary. It's like suffering alone when you don't have to.
And I feel like there's so many people that are listening and they're thinking, I'm here. If they're listening, they have a spiritual inclination. They obviously have leaned in, but they want that connection.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hear you and I carry the same sentiment. There's this beautiful line from A Course of Miracles. If you knew who walked beside you on this path that you have chosen, fear would be impossible.
Right.
And I live that, you live that, that connection. Like you can see my whole left side goes numb. This is my tuned in. Like I know I'm in because this goes numb or it goes up like that. So it's sort of like antennas. We have our own ways of knowing spirits with us, but there's so many blocks that we place in front of that truth. Those humans that are in the human condition and have forgotten the spiritual condition. And so maybe even just by listening to this, it's a cracking open. But how would you recommend that somebody open the door for that connection to their archangel or their personal angel or whoever it might be that they're supposed to be calling into?
It's like anything. I call it going to the faith gym.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't walk into the gym and leg press 700 pounds. You walk into the gym and you leg press 25 pounds, or you do whatever it is that you're going to do to start with, which is completely determined by where you are at the moment. The key to it all literally is faith. There is nothing in my life I would undo. Nothing, no horribleness, no terrible pain, no awkwardness, no awfulness that I would undo. And I feel like I literally came to Earth with this astrological chart that was designed, because Sag is faith. It's what it is. And faith is what gets me through, because I absolutely will not concede that anything that happens to me isn't meant for my highest good. You cannot make me. I will not do it. But that meant going to the gym and working in the faith gym,
working
that muscle. And so if you're going to start talking to your guardian angels, then it's about setting aside time for that.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a little bit of time, you can
pull a card.
You can pull a card. You can journal.
Read one of our books. So this is not a plug for my book, but The Universe Has Your Back. Yep. The subtitle is Transform Fear to Faith.
Yep.
That book is a faith igniter.
It is.
It's a faith igniter. I channeled the book. It is a gift that I was given to give to others. And that's any spiritual book, truly. It's not just mine, but I can say specifically that one of my books is like, that would be a place to start to crack open to that potential faith, to that feeling of faith. Also trusting that there's faith infused. So now I'm channeling a little bit. So it's like trusting that there's faith infused in each pass of that book, each reprint of that book, or each reprint of a deck, or that you can experience the transmission of someone else. You can borrow the benefits of someone else's grounded faith. And the other thing that I'm hearing right now for us is that Spirit brought us together at this time, not before, but now, because the two of us are fully grounded in our faith.
Yes.
In this moment. Like the full-blown alignment that I see in you is a reflection of what I see in myself at this time. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I was like, boom, like, what are we doing together? This is just the beginning.
I believe that the angels are present. It's just a matter of you letting yourself have a moment to try it.
Yeah.
If it's just, I call it angel walk, just go for a walk.
Yeah.
I mean, people get so hung up on names. That's another human thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like for decades, I would not tell anybody their own guardian angel's name. And the reason was because my experience with getting to know Joshua was one that was like, oh my gosh, that was such an amazing experience. I don't want to deny anybody that. Mm. And
is that your guardian angel, Joshua?
Yeah, it's my primary.
But Joshua right here. In the
I
room.
Know. Don't think I didn't notice that when he emailed me.
Yep. You're like, oh,
I
can't
make this stuff up.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I was on a Hay House radio show one time, my own, and this woman called in. I'll never forget. Her name was Deborah. And she was like, I want my guardian angels' names. And I opened my mouth to say the words. I won't do that, but I'll tell you. And Josh was just sort of behind me. He was just like, tell her. And I'm like, what? And what I learned from that entire experience, because I did, and then my box was full. You know,
everybody wanted to know.
Everybody wanted. And what this told me was that people... And it's taken me so long to get okay with this. Mm. People really like to give people like you and me their power.
Yeah.
And I am so uncomfortable with it.
Yes. Yes.
So uncomfortable with it. It's just like not okay.
Yeah.
And don't give anybody your power.
Yeah.
But I've kind of like gotten to the point where I will give you my power enough to go, here's a name. Mm. Because really.
Well, how about this though? I will empower you.
Exactly.
Because I don't want you given power.
Well, no, it's true.
Here we go.
But the way I look at it is like, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. You're lending your faith. You can call them peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
They don't care. Yeah. Just call.
Just call.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I just sort of got into this place where I'm like, you know what? If I just tell them the name that I'm getting, they suddenly feel empowered. They feel like I've got the key now.
Yeah.
And I can go the next step.
Yeah.
And if they go the next step, then magic is still going to start to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little by little, slowly, if you just keep working on it, then you're going to get to this place where you start to see the bigger picture. Mm. You start to see the magic that is embedded in every element of life.
Yeah.
And when you do that, then you're on the path to joy.
I first heard Lily when I was channeling for my husband. It was interesting that you said she'll help your family, but she's there for you, yeah. right? So I thought that she was Zach's guide because all of a sudden she came through and she was channeling all this stuff for his back. This was like 15 years ago. Channeling. The next day, my friend Rebecca Rosen, do you know Rebecca?
Yeah.
So Rebecca comes to my house to give me a reading. She's a good friend. And out of nowhere, she goes, who's Lily? And I was like, thank you for the reinforcement.
Yeah.
And then she explained that Lily was my guide, exactly as we know. So Lily's been my guide. And every time, Rebecca, like you probably, when she gives a reading, doesn't remember anything that she said, right?
I know.
Anything.
That's true.
So every single time she gives me a reading, she's like, L, Lily, Lily. And she's like, who's Lily? Every time. And I'm like, she's my guide, sister. So that just sort of trusting, back to your point, it was helpful that Rebecca reinforced that for me. And so I don't think it's bad to necessarily tell people what their angels or their guides' names are if it's natural, if it feels like it's for the good, for the highest good.
I've just come around.
Yeah.
And yes, I have psychic amnesia for sure.
You do, you do.
Oh yeah, totally. And I always just try to hope that people don't take it personally. I'm just the channel.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just the channel. Yeah. And even if I'm speaking, and I know you're probably experienced this too, but when I'm speaking, I don't really go on to stage with anything more than the barest minimum mm-hmm. of an idea of what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. Because what's going to come out of my mouth is the genius of the angels. It's not me. I'm just the vessel.
The stuff I don't remember saying on stage is the channeled. It's all kind of in collaboration. So when I channel, I'm still here, but I'm talking with a partner, you know, there's more communication coming through. But then of course there's moments when you kind of incorporate the message. And those are the things that people, can you believe you said that? I was like, I don't remember saying that.
Nope.
Or I go back and reread the book and I'm like, who the f*** wrote this book?
I know. I totally will walk off stage and go, I know I killed that. I know that was brilliant. I hope somebody recorded it.
I know.
Because I got nothing.
I won't remember. Yeah. AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I love a product that's like a one and done. I love also like a one and done outfit. I just like quick, easy, know it's going to be good, know it's going to look good, know it's going to feel good kind of situation. That's why I love a jumpsuit. It's like throw it on and go. Well, I feel the same about AG1. It's so easy. It's effortless. And I'm going to get all the nutrients I need to support my immune system, my gut health, and just all of the vitamins that I need in one little packet or one little scoop, depending on where I am in the world. AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, immune support. And since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to get a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. I love that I can just take that little scoop and it includes my probiotic, my prebiotic, and all the vitamins that I need, C, zinc, you name it. It's in this drinkable packet. Scoop your AG1, throw it in the water, and you're ready to go. I just think we are so busy and we have this one scoop. It's packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support that my body needs daily, and that is why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 K2 and 5 AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Gabby. That's drinkag1.com/Gabby. Check it out. So right now, for instance, I have a personal request. So I'm working on my vocal cords.
Yeah.
And I keep getting this hit about breath and that I'm not breathing properly. And a lot of that, I know the sort of psychosomatic effects of that. And I'm kind of putting the pieces together and letting myself be guided. But they're just joking with me now. They're like, you are listening. I was going to ask you. but it still feels like something that's got fear behind it. My voice is my life, right? So it's my purpose. So I just wonder, like, I guess I'm hearing that they're saying, like, we're planting you in the right places. We're putting you in the right places. But the deepening of how we would use angels for healing.
Yeah.
Like physical healing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would
it's
that
so be? Funny because you're green right now. Yeah. And I'm not like, that's not my thing.
I knew that
thing,
was coming. Gabriel,
but,
right?
Yes. Yeah, and yeah. Well, actually Raphael for healing. But Gabriel, you're right. That was
that's
literally, I was starting with Gabriel in my head, but then I can see green in your hair and yeah. It's down near your neck.
Yeah.
So Raphael is physical healing,
yep.
But Gabriel is our voice. She is the archangel of communication. By the way, archangels don't have technically genders, but Gabriel appears to me as feminine because she's the archangel of the Annunciation and creativity and communication and all this stuff. But she is communication, and that is your voice. But you've also got some of this pale green, not just the emerald green that is Raphael. And Shamuel is this archangel, among other things, that brings us personal peace. Mm. He is, and it's like Shamuel has, in my life, has been so undermined in a way because his name means the eyes of God. And it's just cliche. It's just ridiculous. But it's like Shamuel's eyes of God, he can help you find your car keys. Well, yeah, he can. But how little is that compared to personal peace?
Right. Right.
And so I feel like that what you need is a little personal peace about the path from you've come so far. And I am so in awe of you. And I mean that. It's when I go to places where there's multiple speakers, I just want everyone to get off the stage until you get there.
Oh, brother.
And no, I mean it with all of my heart. And you talk about authenticity for me and stuff, but I see it in you. And I see it from the standpoint of someone who literally took adversity and turned it into a worldwide mission to change people's lives. And you're better at it than me sometimes because you have really good boundaries and I don't.
I think you do. I think you're starting. I think you probably do more than you think.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, I think you do now.
I'm
yeah.
getting there, but I haven't. And I think I value my humility, but it's this thing that sometimes it gets in my way. And I look at you and I go, she doesn't let it get in her way at all. And
no, not that humble.
I maybe not, but I kind of think in some ways
this is who
you
I am.
Are.
Yeah,
right?
This is who I am. And yes, I have. Yes.
But I just feel that you are so in tune with reality. And, you know, that's really hard. Reality is difficult on planet Earth.
Well, before we even go to the reality part, do you see where my hand is?
Yes.
As you were talking to me and giving me that message of reflecting to me, I started feeling this like warmth in my throat and in my, and you can even hear my voice is like relaxed right now. And I literally feel healing happening right now. I feel like I feel it in my throat even. And right here, heat. And it was almost like they were like, see yourself and letting you show that to me. And I just can't move my hand. It won't move.
I love being a mirror.
Mm.
I do.
Mm.
And you know why I love being a mirror? It's because so many people mostly see themselves in such a poor light that it's just so easy for me to not judge. Thank you, Mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. That was just beat into us in a loving way. But that we would not judge. And I think my life being what it is, I get judged all the time and I'm just really not going to propagate that. But it's so easy for me to look at somebody and say, oh my God, you're beautiful.
And mean it
because I do mean it.
Yeah.
And I was actually, this is angels too, Gabby. It's like, I got totally blessed to be at this dinner when we were here for Hay House last, and I just got invited to it, and it was someone that was a famous person, And I didn't know her, but she was lovely. But she was a kind of psychic and stuff. And so I walked in and we were talking about different things. And I kept saying what I thought. And at one point she looked at me and she said, "You are awfully even tempered." And I said, "Oh, am I?" And she said, "I'm betting you're one of those angel people, aren't you?" And I laughed out loud. I guffawed because it's like, this is what angels do. If you are literally saturating yourself in unconditional love, it starts to come out of your pores.
You said this twice now, saturating yourself in the angelic energy, yeah. Right? I know what you mean. I know, though, also that when the humanness will take me out, yeah. Then it's about returning to it and calling upon it, right? Yes. We both say, I don't care what you call it. I just care that you call upon it, yeah. Right? So if we were to saturate ourselves in angelic energy right now, what might be a call in for that?
Try to set a time, at least up front, that is your daily time where I am going to be in this energy only. Where I'm going to go and I'm going to sit and I'm going to block out the world and mm-hmm. I'm going to literally ask the angels to come be with me. And then I'm going to notice what happens. How do I feel? What's going on? And if you do that on a daily basis, then you start to get this place where you can call on it any given moment you want to. Yep. Where it's like, okay, this is not good. I'm in a bad place. I need to chill out. Yep. Because human beings are creatures of habit.
Yep.
And so if you build the habit, you can do it. Saturating yourself, I think, in angels, though, is when it starts to become this thing that you think about constantly. I never don't not think about it. I never don't not think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's this whole concept of I am constantly looking. Is that a sign? Is that a sign? If it's a sign, what does it mean? I am never stop looking because it's once you see the magic behind things, you see the magic everywhere.
Right. And I also think when we start to connect to the specific energies that we have access to, we can call on them when we need them. So Wayne is really big mm-hmm. in my life, really, really present, Wayne Dyer. And when I gave a talk for Oprah's Super Soul Sessions, I was really in my ego right before because it's Oprah, right? And normally I just walk out on the stage. You know, you see me all the time. I'm just mm-hmm. ready to go. I don't have any fear, but there was ego there, fear. You know, oh, I'm going to get on Oprah stage. And so I was in the hotel. I remember this like it was yesterday. And I didn't even ask. I just laid in my meditation. I was lying down. And Wayne's energy just flooded the room. And it was like this calmness. Just remember how it was like the slow mm-hmm. pace and the relaxation of him on stage. And it just completely passed over me. And I just felt that presence. And I was like, oh, I'm good. And then I take the car to go to the theater. And my car pulls up and there's a car in front of me. And the car in front of me is Miss Oprah Winfrey herself. So it's just the two of us in the parking lot. And it was like seeing you. I was like, what's up, Oprah? You know, it didn't matter. Like the veil had lifted. I didn't need the ego part. And that was Wayne. And he carried me through that talk. And so that energy is something I'll call in before I do a podcast, before I go live on stage. Did I come? My hand is still here. And so knowing the different frequencies that you can tune into is that's sort of like level two, right?
Well, it is. And yet it's like for some people, I think it can be level one. If Great Aunt Edna is the person that you feel that you can connect to and that's less fearful,
right.
If that's less concerning to right. you, then go for Great Aunt Edna and she'll bring the angels along. But I just think that what brings you peace, what feels like...
Even what do you trust in too?
What do you trust? Because trust leads to faith. So what do you trust? What is, you know, rescue remedy, this little mm-hmm. stuff that you like mm-hmm. spray in your mouth and just gives you this moment of... mm-hmm. And it's like, what is your rescue remedy in the spiritual realm?
Love it.
What is the thing that is an instant shot of comfort to
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Because that's what you should lean into first.
Yes.
But angels are literally of the divine. So there's nothing to be fearful of. Mm. But I think sometimes people, one of the saddest things that anybody ever says to me that just breaks my heart is when someone says, well, I don't have angels. It's like, I remember even being in a metaphysical bookstore one time when I was somewhere and I was speaking and I had just gone into the store and she said, well, I don't have angels. I sent them away when I was 20 and they never came back. And I'm just like, so heartbreaking. It's like, you can't send your angels away. They don't have egos. You cannot humanize angels. They're not human beings. They don't have ego. You can't hurt their feelings. You can't frustrate them. You can make them sad for you on your behalf, but they are pure love. And so making that connection doesn't have to be something that is fearful or worrisome. You don't have to fear, what if I get nothing?
Yeah.
It's not about getting nothing. It's about doing the work to make the connection so that you start to get something and then you get something more and something more until you're getting something every single day and everywhere you go.
Yeah. And that something is like when you know, it's a knowing, right? So as we kind of wrap up the conversation, it's like I wanted to make sure I didn't leave this out, which is that the name I wanted to name my son before I named him Oliver, I knew he was a boy, but I wanted to name him Faith. With Faith Rockland, like, how hot is that name?
It's a good name.
It's a good name. But, you know, there was a lot of, like, ego around, like, you know, everyone's going to think he's a girl and blah, blah, blah. But I wanted to name him after my grandma Fritzy, who's one of my guides. And then you started talking about Sagittarians and Faith. And I was like, well, Ollie's Sagittarius. So is my husband. So you guys are all over my life. And then it was, like, Sag, Faith, and then it was Fritzy. Like, I was like, oh, Grammy's here. So, right. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, these little dot, dot, dots. That's just the how spirit's guiding you. And so it's like, oh, I feel Grammy. And then it was kind of like, this is middle name Faith. Like I might have been a little thought right there. So I'm still contemplating Ollie Faith Rockland. But wouldn't that be cool?
That is
Ollie
cool
Faith
name.
Rockland. It's a good name. Yeah. So this is the thing. Like, you and I could riff about this for 400,000 hours and just keep going and keep going. This is the first time, but there will be many more times you have to come on the show. So can you please come back?
Yes,
come
ma'am.
On the show? Okay. Yes, sir. Maybe on the regular. For right now, I want to pull a card for one, I want to selfishly have you pull a card for my voice.
Of course.
And two, I'd like to pull a card for my listeners.
Okay.
So we'll close with the listeners.
Okay.
Let's pull from the angels, auras.
Yep. This is Angels and Auras Oracle Card Deck.
Gorge, babe.
Thanks.
Beautiful cover of that.
Thank you. This came out of, I did this with one of my very best spiritual friends, Dougal Frazier. One of my very best. I don't know why I say that, but it's
like it.
Dougal's amazing.
Yeah.
And so
he did the art?
No, he is an aura person.
Oh.
And I'm an angel person. And so I had him on Hay House Radio when he first came to Hay House. And he started talking about, like, oh, blue does this. And I'm like, but wait a minute, Archangel Michael is blue and he does that. And then he'd say pink and I'd be Jophiel. And we started to realize there was this wackadoodle or not connection between colors and the angels that the colors are said to resonate with. Mm-hmm. And so we started, like, going, there's something here. And so I pitched this and Hale said, yes, absolutely. And
that's so cool. Wait, what is that? What is the cover? What is the cover image? Is that a blue butterfly? No, right there.
No, this is just angel
wings. Angel
wings. Yeah. Yeah. And the cover is guardian angels because they're white. And so thank you. It's a beautiful deck.
We'll put a link to this in the show notes.
Oh,
it is
thanks.
So
yeah,
pretty.
It's a beautiful deck. And so we have all these cards that are like, yeah, well, or archangels.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was done. The artwork was done by Brooke Stefanelli, who
so
did
cool.
a killer
rainbow.
Job. We loved her. Let's see about your voice.
This is so fun.
I know, right? See, that's the thing. It's
like you
this
and I could do this
such
for
a
hours.
Great
now.
Way. Yeah. Right, exactly. But this is such a great way to get connected to the angels if you don't have the confidence in yourself. Because
yeah,
we
go get one of your
are,
decks. Yeah, you
yeah.
Gorgeous
we'll put
decks.
Confidence in paper, but we won't put it in ourselves.
Yeah.
So
it's a pathway in.
It's a pathway.
It really is. Yeah.
Pathway. Okay.
I see you there. You're so funny.
Oh.
Starts looking around.
So Uriel. Okay.
She's been here before.
Yeah. Uriel. Yeah. So Uriel is my favorite archangel. It's the one that first presented himself to me. Uriel is this archangel that is about three things. He's the archangel of Epiphany. He's said to carry a scroll in one hand and a flame in the other.
Okay.
And so he brings us this flame of Epiphany, this brilliant insight. But there's a method to Uriel's madness, and that is to take you from the Epiphany to the emotional healing. And the emotional healing is where we start to get our ducks really in a row. We have this aha moment, and it's like, I can't talk about Uriel and not get angel bumps all over my body, so I apologize for that. But, and I'm probably grinning like a Cheshire cat, but Uriel brings this emotional healing, and that leads to life transformation. I mean, if you really think about it, Gabby, I know you're really connected to Gabriel, but it's like Yuri is such a good archangel for you to take on in your mission right now. Because think about it. You are providing people with epiphany. You're trying to help them to emotional heal, and you're trying to get them to make a life transformation. Mm. But you're embodying it right now.
Right.
You're literally embodying it. And so this card says passion, epiphany, entrepreneurship, and being driven. Those are Gabby words, last one of them. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to say, here's a new pal for you. But also I just want to say, don't waver. Don't second guess yourself. Don't rethink anything. You've been spot on for so long. And it's like, don't worry about anything. You are on your mark, and this is the evidence that you're on your mark.
Love that. That's okay. Beautiful. You channeled Uriel for me last time. You don't remember.
Did I? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that's how it works. Just what's coming
Sorry.
Through.
Psychic amnesia.
That's fine. Uriel's my guy. It's my guy.
Okay. All right.
This is for the crowd.
This is for the crowd. Yeah, I'm all Uriel goldened up now.
Yeah.
So for the crowd... We have Haniel.
Ooh, she's sexy.
She is. And this is this is a thing. So when Brooke did this card, it came back to me and I was like, this is a bit much.
No.
I think it's a bit much. It's like, come on, we need to back off. And Dougal just dug his toes in. He's like, nope. And the reason he felt that way, and he's right, is that this is goddess energy.
Yep.
Okay. Haniel is the most goddessy of all the archangels. She is confident. She is strong. She is powerful in her femininity. She is the archangel associated with the moon. She is our psychic gifts. She is where we tune in. And what have we talked about this entire time is tuning in to your angels for the first time. Haniel is a perfect angel for doing that. This color is silver, and it says goddess and psychic and sacred and proud.
Wow, goddess.
And it's like, that's psychic. What your people need it to be is. Hearing right now.
It's goddesses who are sacred
yes.
and psychic and yes. proud. That's so beautiful. Thank you.
Hey, thank my you. Pleasure.
Yeah, my voice has softened in your presence.
Oh,
and I just love you so much. We do so many things together.
I adore you to pieces. I sincerely do.
I am your girl. We are in it to win it. Okay, baby? Everyone's going to listen to this all the way through the end. I know it for sure. Everyone, please go check out Angels and Auras Oracle Card Deck, any one of Bradley Valentine's decks. And we are just going to be so in this together. I can see it so clearly. I also saw us texting, like we need to be more connected.
I'm happy to. The only thing that's kept me from doing it is you're so busy and I didn't
want to
be.
No, just text me and be like, what's up, girl?
Okay.
Okay. Please. Doors opened.
All right.
Please. I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you for blessing us with your presence.
Thank you for blessing me with being here.
And your faith. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.